regular listener of this show or other shows on CJSF, we'd love to hear from you. Tell us about what you like and why you like it, as well as ways we can improve our programming. To leave comments, please email cjsfprog@sfu.ca or call 778-782-4423. This information can also be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Hello, this is Boris Chassaigne. To get a feel on what's happening across the country, listen to Viewpoints. For reports, interviews, and documentaries on politics, arts and culture, the environment, housing, and more. Thanks to 30 journalists stationed in the Canadian provinces and territories. Local news nationwide. Mondays at 4:30 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM and streaming online at cjsf.ca.
Good day, friends, from across this beautiful blue planet. I am Nick Legacy, and this is Wandering Rhythms on CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Simon Fraser University campus on Burnaby Mountain, the Student Union Building, and we are online at cjsf.ca. We are in the unceded ancestral territories of the Coast Salish Nations, the Squamish, the Tsleil-Waututh, the Musqueam, and so on, many, many different cultures across this land we currently call Canada, and yes, right east of the city of Vancouver here in Burnaby, BC, and Wandering Rhythms, 2 hours of music spanning this globe. But the first hour, we travel far and wide, jumping across borders of nations and genres and rhythms. And in the second hour, we travel to a specific place this week, Northern Germany. Why Northern Germany? No good reason, really. Just a place to visit. We haven't explored in depth that region. So from the city of Bremen, Hamburg, all the way up to the Danish border up north, the northern, I'd say only about 10% of the country, but man, packs a punch. Those Germans, they know what's up, and a lot of, you know, cross-cultural music as well. So a big smorgasbord of Northern German music in an hour from now. But yeah, always new stuff happening. You're going to hear a lot of new stuff there, and maybe some older classics as well. Wanted to jump straight into a piece of music here. And this is something that I'm very excited about. I just discovered it's nearly 5 years old already, but I just found this band, and something I've been looking for my whole life, at least for as long as this show's been going for now, about 13 years, Wandering Rhythms. And I've played a few African heavy metal bands, but in the past, generally it skews towards the Nordic metal. It's like an African band playing northern metal sounding music with not too much of an African influence. But this band finally seamlessly fused two completely different worlds, and it has African rhythms, it has African style melodies in the vocals, it has the cowbell, the West African style cowbell. It's amazing. This band is from Togo, and they're doing a lot of stuff on this album. Some of it's like rap metal almost, some of it's really sludgy, and well, it works. Some songs definitely have more African influence than others, and I'm going to play one of those. It's called Viviti, and the band is Arkan Asrafokor, and they are from, yes, the small nation of Togo, just east of Ghana in West Africa. So the album Zakeli is their debut. It came out in February 2019, and yeah, it's just something I dug out of the net, and I'm hoping these guys keep rolling and keep exploring their sound further, because they've touched on something quite unique, and I am very excited to share this with you. Arkan Asrafokor, try to spell that if you can. I'll tell you later. And the song Viviti here to start Wandering Rhythms Radio.
from. I know where I'm going. It's a positive energy. I keep on showing respect myself, respect my roots, and respect my ancestors. I can't forget Marcus Garvey, Malcolm X, and Robert Nesta. Teach us to educate our sisters and our brother. Teach us to unify and support one another. One God, one aim, and one destiny. How that a way we want in our community. So, well, I'm a black man, I'm an African, and my parents are Jamaican, and we grew up in a London, so you know I know where I'm coming from. I'm a black man, I'm an African, and my parents are Jamaican, and we grew up in a London, so you know I know where I'm coming from. Coming from the natural continent, the motherland with natural resources, minerals and diamonds. Anywhere you plant, well, you know it if we grow. Africa, it is a place where everybody want to. Like Addis Ababa, in Ethiopia, Lagos, Nigeria, Nairobi, Kenya, Azerbaijan, in the Ivory Coast. And them the place that me want visit the most, cause my parents were captured, taken to Jamaica by the British and the Spanish colonial masters. In 1962, them get them independence, and them fly go a Britain for some pound and pence. So
I'm a black man, I'm an African, and my parents are Jamaican, and I grow up in a London,
so you know I know where I'm coming from.
I'm a black man, I'm an African, and my parents are Jamaican, and I grow up in a London,
so you know I know where I'm coming from.
Coming from London, place and the Cockney slang, place and the lovers, rock, rhyme and jungle is place for the Roman Queen, the Buckingham, fish and chips and egg and bacon, rainy, cloudy, enough taxation, House of Commons, enough politician, and a lot of institutional racism. Cause I'm a black man, I'm an African, and my parents are Jamaican, and I grew up in a London, so you know I know where I'm coming from. I'm a black man, I'm an African, and my parents are Jamaican, and I grew up in a London, so you know I know where I'm coming from. So you know I know where I'm coming from. So you know I know where I'm coming from.
Dub version of the same song. It sounds familiar. We just listened to it. Yeah, man. This is Tipa Iri and OBF. Tipa Iri, as he stated himself, is from Jamaica. But he's an African at heart, going way back. And OBF, the production group, is based in France. They've worked with a lot of great Jamaican singers such as Nazamba, rest in peace, and yeah, always tasteful stuff. So that was I'm an African by Tipa Iri and OBF. And before that, we heard from a Ghanaian singer, Florence Aduni, and the song was Fo Yele from the Yinni EP, which came out 2022, from the town of Zuarungu, Ghana. Florence Aduni, some nice Afrobeat flavored music. And before that, we started off the set with Togolese metal band Arkan Asrafokor, and the song was Ziviti. So if you want to find that band, Arkan, first word, A-R-K-A apostrophe N, Asrafokor, A-S-R-A-F-O-K-O-R, if you want to, you know, dive into a bit more African metal music. So yeah, this band, I just like, I found them online, and then I just looked a little bit further into them, and they're quite known. They've got like 20,000 odd followers on the Facebook, so yeah, they're not totally obscure, but yeah, I hadn't heard it, and hope you enjoyed it. It's still like more on the, yeah, like northern metal kind of vibes, but it definitely had some African elements, and I hope they continue to meld the two in the future. So the album was Zach Kelly, just their debut from 2019. Yeah. So that was an African-themed set to start off Wandering Rhythms here, and next we're going to travel to the big city, the biggest one of all, Tokyo, Japan here. Very nice sort of shoegaze, indie rock style band, psych pop, new age. Yeah, they throw around a bunch of names. This is called Tam Tam, four-piece, and they like to go into the parks. It's a profile photo of them with a very big tree. And we're going to hear from their new album, Ramble in the Rainbow, just a four-song EP, which came out last week, January. This very fresh music of 2024, we're going to hear Go Down the Mountain by Tam Tam out of Japan. Enjoy.